This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today we have a really great show because we have some people from FAIR in the studio. Today we're going to talk about something that isn't discussed nearly as much as should be, at least in my opinion. That's the Book of Abraham. There's a new DVD that's out. FAIRLDS.org has put it together, and I have in studio with me three wonderful gentlemen who were involved in that project. Tyler Livingston, Steve Smoot, and Mike Ash, welcome to Religion Today.
Thank you.
It is my pleasure to have you here. So, first of all, before we jump into this Book of Abraham DVD, tell our listeners a little bit about FAIR and what it is and what it does.
Well, FAIR is an all-volunteer international group of people. It's an organization that we're dedicated members of the church that provide resources and answers to questions that other members might be presented with that might trouble their testimony. So we provide the resources that they can turn to find answers to troubling questions.
If anybody has a question they can't find an immediate answer to about the church, get on the computer, type in FAIRLDS.org, and you'll find the answer. There will be a way in there. They have in different blogs and papers, over 4,000 different responses to different questions, criticisms about the church.
Yeah, the remarkable thing I think about FAIR is that you have people, volunteers with FAIR, that range from everyday members of the church, normal, you know, members, to scholars, university professors, experts in their fields. And so you get a wide spectrum of answers that you can get to these questions. You can get a sort of pragmatic, practical answer from an everyday member of the church sort of perspective, and you can get an expert answer from a scholar or a professor who is an expert in the subject. And that's one thing I found very remarkable working with FAIR.
It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. Book of Abraham Project. This is a wonderful thing. So many people will hear from some anti-Mormon source. You know, there's no other way to say it. Sorry, no political correctness here. You know, hear from some critic of the church, you know, the Book of Abraham has been disproven because the Joseph Smith papyri have been found and doesn't say what Joseph Smith said it does. And people hear that, they go, I don't know what to do about this. I mean, it's not true. So if you're listening to this for the first time, it's not true. But people hear this all the time and they don't know how to respond. This DVD will get you there. So if we kind of start off with that conclusion in mind and then talk about it, maybe our listeners will sort of see the huge value in this. So, Tyler, tell us where this project came from. This is wonderful.
Well, I think you explained it very well. You know, if a lot of people, critics of the church, they're not Egyptologists, you know, 99% of them aren't, and they hear this argument and they perpetuate it. And when you hear that, most LDS members aren't Egyptologists as well, and so they sometimes accept that. But most people do not know that there are some very valid arguments made by Egyptologists in behalf of the Book of Abraham. I think that it's well in favor of it, showing it to be an ancient and true book of God. And it's such a point of controversy, and with all this great information out there, even though it's out there, a lot of people don't know where to look for it or have the time to go through stacks of books of scholarly material to get the answers. And so all we did was we got LDS Egyptologists, scholars, Hebrew scholars, ancient Near Eastern scholars, and had them discuss some evidences of the Book of Abraham. So what we basically did is we took the stacks of books that are pro-LDS and we put it in DVD form. So the average member, to catch up on the argument or just to have their questions answered, all I got to do is just stick it in the DVD player and and they'll be answered.
Well, you know, no one else would say, well, all's we did is get all these scholars from all over the world and condense all this stuff down so that some ordinary person could understand it in a DVD.
It only took a year and a half. But.
an incredible project. You know, when you get down to some of the small little details that are often overlooked, you know, you realize that Joseph Smith had at least two, perhaps more, long rolls of papyrus that, if you unrolled them, would be more than 10 feet long, and by some counts, probably more than 20 feet long. And, hey, what's been found? You know, you got these 17 little scraps that you could probably reach your arms around. That's probably, I don't know, 10%, 5% of the total amount. And it's the conclusion is drawn, oh, we found it all. And it doesn't match up with what Joseph Smith translated. Well, Joseph Smith translated a very small portion, and the portion that he translated is not what was found. That's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah, as John Gee put it, who's one of the Egyptologists who appeared on the DVD, both the Mormon and the non-Mormon Egyptologists agree that the papyri we have is not the Book of Abraham. It doesn't translate as the Book of Abraham. That's not, you know, the discussion. The debate is, did Joseph Smith attempt to translate the portion that we have today, or was it another portion that's lost, or was it something else? Was it this revelatory experience that, you know, wasn't necessarily a literal translation to begin with? These are questions that a lot of critics often overlook that are still being investigated, and there's some good evidence that can be argued that, yeah, we don't have all the papyri Joseph Smith had, and there's some evidence to suggest that he didn't translate the portion that we have today, that it was another portion that's now lost.
Of course, what we do have is the Book of Abraham, and that's really, you know, Hugh Nibley pointed out that that's a lot of times where the critics stop. They focus on the papyri rather than the actual translation, and if we look at the translation itself, there is a book that we can examine and compare it to what was, you know, known about Abraham's time or ancient records, you know, dealing with people like Abraham, and what kind of similarities do we find, and that's where things get interesting.
Absolutely, because there are some things in there that Joseph Smith just could not have known that are accurate. You know, find a map with the Plain of Olishem on it. You know, see,
right.
Yeah, especially in the Manchester Library that was available to him at the time. He has content that is true, that is accurate, that he just couldn't have had access to. It had to have been from some higher place, because it just wasn't there. Yeah. Let's talk about this specific DVD. Where can somebody find it? What's it called? How long is it? What are they going to see when they look at it?
It's called The Most Remarkable Book, Evidence for the Divine Authenticity for the Book of Abraham. You can get it at the Fair Bookstore, which is at fairlds.org, and just click on Bookstore. It's also going to be in Desert Book. It just got accepted to be in a Desert Book, and they're taking orders right now. So hopefully within the next 2-3 weeks, it'll be in Desert Book, Seal Book, and every other LDS distributor who goes that way. So it's, you can get it pretty much anywhere now.
I have seen it. It's fantastic. It's absolutely wonderful. It's well done. And the content is there. I think it's spectacular. People should be able to understand it very, very well and see where the critics are wrong.
Yeah, because we try to answer any questions that the critics have put forth, as well as provide evidences. Like you're talking about the Egyptian. How could Joseph Smith translate a language that wasn't even translatable? I mean, how would you translate Klingon right now? I guess some people have, actually, so that's a bad example. But a language that nobody can even translate. Somebody can go through and give a translation, and then later, when the language is actually translatable, find out that they were correct. That's near impossible without the help of God.
It's not. See, you guys are so good. It's not near impossible. It is impossible. But you're always not pushing things to the limit. That is way neat. How long is this? How long is the DVD?
It's about 70 minutes long, and then we also have about 30 minutes of bonus features. And in the bonus features, we go over like an Egyptian endowment, the missing parts of the scroll itself. We go over a lot of different stuff in the bonus features, so I'd always recommend people watching that as well. But the general length is 70 minutes.
Okay. We are about to the end of this segment. We're talking with Mike Ash, Tyler Livingston, and Steve Smoot about the Book of Abraham. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. More about this and other subjects when we come right back.